party people. What song is that from? Is it Tootsie Roll? Party?
Is
no.
It?
Party
no.
People. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know nothing else he's saying, but
what?
It sounds like that. Party people.
I know that part.
It's like a DJ. He's talking. He's not singing. He's like talking. He's trying to get the crowd. He's trying to get the people going. What song is that? Is it Tootsie Roll? Or am
Maybe.
I mixing
I
two
know.
Songs? Because now I'm thinking of the butterfly. Oh, that's old. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. That's not the same thing, though.
What? Tootsie Roll?
No, I'm saying that's from Tootsie Roll.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
Right? The butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's old. Yeah. But the party people thing, I don't know. Damn. Okay, never mind. That introduction would have been iconic. It would have been more iconic than... What did I say? Then Lentilmans. It would be more iconic than Lentilmans.
Okay.
Greetings, strangers. I am the lovely, silky, cocoa butter, smooth Brit.
What's that on your shoulder?
What's on my shoulder? Girl, don't do me like that.
Just part of
was
your
it the
shirt,
pin
it's
I
a
had
different
in my hand?
Color.
Oh yeah, spot. My shirt is spotted.
Okay,
it's dark in here too. I was like, "What the hell on my shoulder?" You messed up my
and
good
I'm
ass
the...
intro. Lord.
Okay.
Well, you know where you are.
I thought I was tripping. I was like, I was looking at it the whole time, and I was like, "What
did you think
is
it was
that?
A bug?" What if
yes.
it would have been a roach? Lord, we would have died. We would not have even been able to finish the episode. D, I would have been like, I know. Yeah, we would not have finished the episode. I would have been like, D, I can't. I'm paralyzed. I'm done. I'm done.
Man.
But I digress. Welcome to another bonus episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all the things that keep the world strange. However, for today's bonus episode, you know what we do. If you are true to the podcast, we are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and a true crime genre.
True crime what?
Genre. I've been learning French. I've been doing Duolingo, so it's a genre.
At Alexander Hamilton Senior High School.
You be trying to act like this is not the highlight of your day. D, stop.
I told you it. Before that it wasn't. So I'm just playing.
I almost put in my resignation letter about 40 times. I know it's. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. That's funny. At Alexander Hamilton Senior High School, a relentless killer who is out to avenge the death of a young girl who died after being bullied and teased by four of her classmates. Now high school students, the guilt-ridden kids have kept their involvement a secret, but when they start being murdered one by one, it's clear that someone knows the truth. In today's bonus episode, we review Paul Lynch's Prom Night, released July 18, 1980. The film had a budget of $1.5 million and made $14.8 million at the box office. So, a success.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that description came straight from the Googles, from the intranets, because it just made... It was just a good, a good summary of the movie without giving too much away. So,
I did not know that was the name of the high school.
Yes, I put it on there on purpose because I had something to say about it. But yes, I saw that. I was like, Alexander Hamilton. Yeah. And it's the same high school in all prom nights.
That's interesting because I don't think any of them are connected, like as far as like the plot.
Girl, I started watching that second one. And I said, what the hell is this? First of all, the quality, the film quality. I said,
Yeah.
And then it was like more raunchy. I don't know. Then it was supernatural. It was a lot. I had to stop watching it. Once she got possessed, I was like,
Now I have to watch it because I've seen it. But I haven't seen it in forever because I was like, what is this? And then I was like, I don't even know if I want to watch the third one.
I didn't. So I was going to suggest if this one ended up being like shorter than what we normally do, doing like two, because I thought it was just two. But then I realized it was four. And I was like, oh, well, maybe if this one is too short, maybe we can review the remake.
The remake, I don't even think it was like. Wasn't it like a different plot?
It was prom night. I don't know.
Because, never mind, because I could be thinking of another movie. Because is that the one where that's Brittany Snow and Idris Elba?
Oh, he was in there?
Yeah, I think he was like a cop or something.
I thought I saw a picture of him and then I was like, wait, is this two different movies? What are you doing in prom night? Yeah, Idris Elba.
Because it was something about like a teacher being obsessed with her, but I could be thinking of something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's still technically. So what would you call that? No, it is still technically a remake, right? A reboot?
Reboot.
Yeah. Okay.
9%.
Girl. Man. The original. We ain't going to get into it, though. We is going to get into it. Because I have my thoughts.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I do realize that it is technically considered now a cult classic, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Sleepaway Camp and...
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Sleepaway Camp yet?
No.
I was telling my coworker about it.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about it. And I realized, I will admit now on the show, I feel like in every podcast, there's one like more of an expert about what we be talking about. And then there's like somebody that's just like, yeah, I dabble. I feel like now I'm the one who like dabbles. I ain't seen none of these. I ain't seen Sleepaway Camp. I didn't know it was multiple prom nights. I've never watched the original prom night. I realized I ain't never watched this. So.
Okay.
I was watching it and I was like, oh, I got to get out there.
Like, how can I? So, you know how some things you have to see in the moment, like when it comes out? If you wait too long to see something, it could go either way. So, like, either, you know how some stuff is, like, hyped up and then you watch it and you're disappointed?
In this case, re-hyped up? Or what you mean? Because this came out like in 1980.
In this case, yeah, 1980. So, I feel like in this case... I don't know if it was hyped up for you because it is, but you just said you just found out it's a cult classic because I feel like I feel differently about it than you do. I mean, there's no way I could have possibly seen it when it came out, but I saw it, like I said, when I was in like middle school. So,
if I had watched it in middle school, maybe. I don't know. I'm talking and I don't think we're going to get.
Because for me, it's one of those movies that I've seen a million times and I still can watch it.
I will agree that I was thinking of how I would rate it and it was going to be low. And then I remembered, I think it was Troy saying, I also like deem a movie good by whether or not I can rewatch it like multiple times. And I was like, you know what? I actually could like watch this multiple or like put it on in the background. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, I'll give you that. And I just love Jamie Lee Curtis, so.
Same. And she was getting it.
We're going to discuss. I was going to say, it gets probably, for me, then it gets a little bit more, I guess, of a higher rating for that scene alone. Yeah. Kyle's like, where did this come from? but I don't know if it'll be as high as like Halloween is all I'm saying.
Oh, we can get into that too, because I have something to say about that too. At okay. the end though. Okay.
So yeah, prom night. Oh my God. Who remembers their prom night? Did you go to prom?
No. I was sick.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I remember Shantae gave me her prom dress.
Oh, and her prom dress is pretty. I remember it we have was. A picture of her in Zara Daddy. Going to prom. So they were his babies. Cause I didn't say his name. I just said Zara Daddy. That's why I left. Were you really sick or were you like
I was sick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I didn't have like a prom date, but it was a group of us that were going together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was a repeat offender. I went my, and not even, I was the ones that graduated and went. So, like, I went my senior year, and then I still had friends, and I had a date that was an underclassman after I had graduated, and I went to their prom. So I was his prom date. So I was there my senior year and then my freshman year of college. Good times, though. It was good. My senior year was a lot better than the one that I went to and felt extra at, but.
Because you were.
I mean, the guy asked me if I could be his date, and I was like, yeah, sure. You know who you are. Shout out. If you remember going to the 2000, what? Ooh, I don't want to say the year. We're not going to say the year. Let's move on.
Look, I didn't say mine.
I was going to say the year, girl. Okay, let's move on.
I didn't say my year, but I mean, I'm going to say you were 2000.
No.
Wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Because mine was 2004.
Mine was 2009.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And you know who you were if you went to the 2010 with me. One was black, one was white. You know, I don't see color. I don't see color. Prom night. All right. Let's get into this. Spoiler alert as well, because there are going to be spoilers, even though if you haven't seen it.
I was going to say it was 1980.
I know. I mean,
well, you haven't seen it, so I mean, you hadn't seen it before this
until until right before this, until this morning, and I was like, oh, okay, all right.
The disappointment.
I wasn't like disappointed. I just expected something different. I don't know. We'll get into it.
Here's my thing. I don't know what people expect from movies from like the 70s and
80s. Well, I was thinking, I mean, Friday the 13th was an independent film, right? Like when it was first released, I believe. That I'm thinking of like Kills 2. And the kills in that to me are good kills. The kills in even Halloween to me are good kills.
But that was the director. He said he didn't want like a lot of gore. So that was okay.
So. Yeah, it felt almost like an art piece. Like artsy. Like maybe
I think that's what he was going for.
Esque. I don't know. Yeah, like 1950s. Yeah.
Mm.
But no, it's fine. We're here. It's fine. I watch it again. I watched it twice in one day. So. Okay, so let's get into it. It is the beginning of the movie. We have our popcorn. We got our beer, wine, whatever. For me, I got my watermelon patch, Sour Patch Kids, or Bunch of Crunch chocolate to go with my popcorn. She finished her wine. I mean, I don't have that right now. I just got water right now. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm living vicariously through my thoughts. I was just setting the scene like we at the movies. Okay. So we see an old abandoned building. Maybe it was a school. It kind of looked like abandoned. A school, but abandoned.
I think
what
it
I
was
say?
Abandoned.
It's because I said abandoned building. Abandoned building. An old abandoned building.
I think it was a school, but they... Hold on, let me look. Because I'm trying not to, like, look up stuff about it. Because I know you got your little trivia.
Why you say it like that?
Like what?
You said, because I know you got your little trivia. Damn. We don't have to do it. It's fine.
You know what I mean. Oh, it says an abandoned covenant. Same thing.
Oh, covenant.
Yeah. What did you think I said?
I was about to say, ain't that like a group of witches? I'm confused. We're here. It's been a long week. We're here, though. We are here. Okay. So, yeah, you see the abandoned building in. You see four kids. I thought they were playing hide and seek. It was a little spicier than that. They were playing the game where.
No, they were playing hide and seek.
Oh, no, I got this.
Oh, okay.
It was a little spicier than that. They were playing a game because it was technically not hide and seek. It was like hide and seek. They was playing a game where they all hide. And then one of the kids looks for the other, but it's like the killer, like they had a killer and the killer was going to, I hate to say it like that, but kill the other kids. I guess it was weird was what it was. And they kept going, the killer is coming. The killer is coming. And I was like, okay.
That was like, what are y'all? Y'all are children. Why are y'all doing this?
What is y'all doing? Y'all playing Among Us? Well, nowadays, yeah, because kids play Among Us. That's when I heard the premise for Among Us. I was like, why y'all playing this? This is, and you're five. But yeah, they're just kids. So I was just like, why are you number one in this abandoned building anyway?
Abandoned.
Abandoned. I'm high, okay? I don't want to have to think about what I'm saying. I literally cannot. You know how usually you hear your thoughts before you speak? There's nothing. I'm literally just speaking. I'm legitimately just speaking. So we're going to do it again. Why were they in this abandoned building anyway? Was my question. I
feel like that was common, though.
It's giving Maribel and Norma.
I feel like we used to play in a... No, we tried to break in. No, never mind.
We got into... I'm not going to say broke into because the laws might be listened to. But we got into a school, but it was not abandoned. It was a school that was just closed for the summer. And then I remember we used to go to this house, like behind our old house while they were building it up. So it was abandoned, but it wasn't like an old building. It was just somebody. Yeah, I mean, nobody had moved into it yet.
So, I mean, kids just be doing stuff. So
it's given not the Bayang, Mary Bell, Norma Jean, throttling folks. That's what it's given from A Strange Way for Kids to Play. If you've not listened to that episode, that's what
yeah, go kidding. Go listen.
I was like, Lord, somebody going to die. I know somebody going to die. Also, I did not trust pigtails. I put in a note while I was watching it. I do not trust, not in general. I'm talking about, well, no, her pigtails, I don't trust. The braided pigtails, the little skinny joint braided pigtail. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The one that had on the white baby doll dress. I was like, why is she giving me Rhoda vibes from the Bad Seed?
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
I think it was Vicky was the one. The kid that was running around like that.
Was it? Yeah. I get them confused. I was like, these girls look the same to me.
The kids.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah.
But no, yeah, the kids look. Yeah, they did. Because I thought Kim, Jamie Lee Curtis's character, was in the abandoned place at first. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, she had left. But I didn't trust pigtails. That's all I'm saying. Because I was like, I thought she was a ghost at first. A kid ghost.
Because why was she dressed like that?
Why was she dressed like that?
But I was gonna say, so you remember when I was telling you how I found the movie?
No, I don't. Maybe if you tell it, I'll remember.
I told you when we recorded the last episode, because I was saying I found a random VHS tape.
I'm gonna act like we didn't have technical difficulties and like I knew what you was talking about the whole time. Yeah, actually, D, I do remember you talking about the tape that you found because you thought it might have been a booty tape. And because it didn't have nothing on it.
Well, I did think it. Well, so I thought it was, but I was like, no way. Because I'm like, maybe it's just a blank tape and somebody was going to record something. Mm-hmm. And then after I put it in, I was like, oh, what if this is one of those? But then the scene with the little kids, I was like, okay.
This was before The Ring came out, right? Or
yeah, this was way before, I think.
Kyle's finna say, the fact that you found a blank tape and just rolled the dice and was like, let me see what this hidden for. Just lets me know this is with the shits, y'all. What? I'd have been like, I don't know about this.
I was like, oh, what's all this? So I took it in the room because it wasn't, I think it was just sitting out. That's why I was like, I'm pretty sure if this was porn, it wouldn't just be sitting out like this.
You just never know. Or yeah, so, I'd have been like, what if it's a demon on the tape? I don't know.
And so I put the tape in, watched it, and then that scene, because that was the first movie on the tape. So I was like, what is this and what are these little kids doing? But it got me hooked. It got me. So I was like, I have to finish this. And then it went straight to the next movie. And then I was like, I might as well just sit here all day and just finish whatever. But yeah, so back then when I saw it, I was like, I don't know if I would put it up there now with some of the best opening scenes.
Oh.
But I would say if I would do a top 10, that may be in my top 10.
Yeah, you're saying in horror yeah. in general?
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, yeah. What's your top? Do you have a top? Not like a number one?
Number one. Because I've always said Ghost Ship.
So oh, I'll say God, we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
That I watched over and over again. Ooh, which one? The original?
The original. Yeah.
In the remake, they ripped his arms off, though. They ripped my man's arms
off.
That
wasn't the opening scene, though. Oh, in the remake it was it?
In the remake, yeah. I think, yeah. Wait, what's the original opening scene?
With the little girl on her tricycle, and he was like, yeah.
Okay. No, go ahead. And he was like, what?
Where he was, like, appearing in between the, like, you know how when people say they laundry? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dang, D, never mind, because I thought I knew, because I was probably going to say Ghost Ship, and sorry to be cliche, but I have to go slasher, Scream.
Scream, I was going to say that next.
First and the second one, because the second one had a good opening too, and they was black.
And then Sinister, and what else? I can't think of, so maybe that would be in my top five.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because Sinister was a good one. Now you.
Now me.
You said Scream.
Scream. I would have said Ghost Ship. Honestly, Dr. Sleep. Have you seen that?
I've seen it. We went to oh, no, that was me and Dawn. Wait, didn't we go see that? Or was that just me and Dawn?
I saw it more than once, though, so maybe.
Oh.
Because I don't know that you had actually moved yet. Because Dr. Sleep came out in like 2019, 20.
So 21. Then maybe I went to see it with you.
I'm thinking. Because, yeah, I think I saw it twice. But I thought the opening for that was really good.
I don't even remember.
I think it was him like, no, you're not. I think it was him as a kid and they were at the hotel and then they showed him again at home with his mom, the lady that looked just like the lady that played his mom. And he saw that lady in the tub. And that was when he figured out how to,
Okay, like, I
put them away.
Now. Yeah,
because it was him and Tony. Yeah.
I remember now.
But that was pretty good. I had to think about it.
Okay.
Okay. So these little badass kids is just ripping and running around the building. The killer is coming. Then you see a young Kim and her two twin siblings, which I didn't realize they were. No, she is not a twin.
No,
she's older. And then they were twins. I was like, they were triplets, but no, there was not triplets.
Yeah.
Alex and Robin. So it's Kim, Alex, and Robin. They walk by. They saw Nick hanging out of the damn window. He was, remember, he was standing on that thing. And I was like, why? What is going on? The 80s was wild. Like,
they were.
Kids did not care. And they look up and see him. And he's like, shut up, I'm hiding. And playing a game. And then Kim and Alex are like, this is dangerous piece. They didn't say that, but I'm assuming Kim was above it because she was older. So she's probably like, this is stupid. And she even said she called Nick an idiot. Didn't she? She was like, he is an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I recall. So they leave, but Robin, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Robin stays because she's like, what's going on? She goes in the building trying to figure out what's up, what's happening. The Wendy's out here catching, murking everybody in the game. And then all of a sudden, the four kids are ganging up on Robin and they're constantly repeating, like, the killer is coming, the killer is coming. And I was stressed myself. I was like, I couldn't even imagine being a kid and the, you know, being a kid and this happened. I'd have been like, what in the Lord of the Flies is happening? It was too much. And ultimately, she doesn't have anywhere to go. She falls through a window out of the second floor, basically falls to her death. Even though I'm almost positive in that first scene when they showed her on the camera, she was breathing. I was like, her chest is rising and falling.
I was going to say that.
In that first scene.
I was
going to
say that.
Part,
I was like, am I tripping or she is breathing?
Yeah, because I thought maybe, because I didn't even really know the premise. Y'all don't come for me. But in my mind, I was like, well, she's still alive. Is she going to come back as a killer?
So she could have still been alive. But you know, when the kids, after they left, the piece of the window, I guess, fell out.
Yes.
So that could have killed her. Because I was like, okay, she was breathing.
She was. I thought about that too, because I was like, oh Lord, then they had to make it worse by letting the other piece of the window fall. Yeah. They didn't have to do that to her. To Robin. She could.
Man.
But okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So it makes it even worse. Because I was like, this girl is breathing. But then I was like, well, she's a child actor, so she probably.
Yeah. But no, the second time that they showed her, she was not.
She
didn't see her chest rising and falling. So yeah, okay. Maybe that was intentional. So they're like, oh my God, she just fell out of the window. And then wait, because the one I said I didn't trust, she was crying ugly. She was like, I was like, yeah, look at y'all. Yeah, like, look at what y'all did.
Why didn't she get an Oscar?
For the-
Did she? Yes, because she was.
Nah, she didn't get no dang nothing. No. Okay. And Nick is like, okay, we should get help. We need to go get help, like, now. But then Wendy, Mary Bell, was like, no. Which I'm like, why would kids even think like this? I'd be like, I'm a kid. It was an accident. I don't know. She literally was like, well, no, because we don't want to get in trouble. We can just not, you know, we were never here. How will they know? So she convinces them not to tell anybody, not to do anything. And then they basically made a pact and was like, we are never telling anybody about this. And then as they're leaving, they ride away on their little bicycles, murderers, conspiracy murderers or whatever. You see that somebody, like a silhouette, that somebody's standing over Robin. So they witnessed what happened. So the plot about the kids accidentally killing someone and swearing, vowing to keep it a secret only to be hunted by a vengeful killer was inspiration for I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
Oh, see, and I mean, I was about to answer. I thought you were going to say something. Oh, my bad. You took too long. Sorry.
Because I was thinking, you didn't even give me a chance.
Yo, boy, wait, look, yo, thinking face, look, this was your, you was like this. And I was like,
halfway through, I was like, is this one of her trivia questions? And then I was like, oh, let me think.
Oh, not that trying to create. You didn't have to answer the just like fun fact. My bad. I realized that's how they have it listed on the site, but not actually.
Oh,
trivia,
okay. That's what I was thinking, because I was like, is this her trivia?
And my bad.
So it was the inspiration for I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes, ma'am. Makes sense.
Yeah, because this movie, another fun fact. So I think I said this about Halloween too, but a lot of slashers got inspiration from this movie and Halloween. So these are like two of the movies that are like up there as far
in
as
the
like
realm of slasher films.
Even though this one didn't have a lot of, I guess, slashing.
It didn't have a lot of gore.
Yeah.
It had the feel to it.
Could I just say, I don't know if you paid attention, but do you know what I'm about to say?
I feel like I have a note on this. Maybe. Go ahead. I think I might even have a note.
If you have a note.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh. What was the noise? Like before he would kill.
Oh.
Because at first I thought it was a cat. And then I was like,
too.
No, he's saying something.
I got you. I do have a note on this.
Okay,
so after they ride off and then you see the silhouette, fast forward to later in the evening and Robin, the girl that was just killed, her father, Mr. Hammond, played by Leslie Nielsen. Is that the guy from Airplane?
Wait, it's from what?
Is it Airplane? What? From what is he from?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
I said,
you said Airplane?
Airplane. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Because that's the guy from, he's been in so much. Because
yeah.
I was like, I was shocked Naked to Gun. See him in this. Yeah, Naked Gun.
Yeah.
She
said Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
No, it is Naked Gun. But the fact that you said naked was funny. It was just funny. Have y'all seen Naked Gun? Because that's what it should have been called. Naked Gun is what it should have been called.
I mean, that's the name of it.
It's Naked. Nick, y'all seen that show Naked and Afraid? Go ahead.
Yeah. Same thing.
It was shocking. No, I know. It's just funny. Because we black.
I know.
That's why it's funny to me.
Because I thought you were going to bring up, that's why I said it again. Because I thought you was going to bring up RuPaul. You know what I'm talking about?
Always.
Is it naked or naked? But yeah, I'm not used to seeing. Oh, I'm talking with this fan on. I'm not used to seeing him in like a lot of serious. Well, even though I don't know if I would call this serious, but you know what I mean.
I mean,
he's normally in comedies.
Yeah, I was going to say his character, he actually did really well. Like it wouldn't feel like overacted.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is there at the site. The police are at the scene and they come to the conclusion, they come up with a theory that Robin must have been the victim of an attack by a homicidal. She was attacked by a homicidal maniac was what I was trying to say. So they think they know who's responsible and they go to question him.
Now it's 6 years later. So they're about, 17, 18?
Yeah, they in high school.
Kim, played by Scream Queen Jamie Lee Curtis, and Alex. Oh, that's you.
Yeah, you thought I was
something flew past my ear.
Oh, that's funny. Wait a minute.
That's funny. And Alex, played by Michael Tuff, are visiting their sister's grave with their parents. So I get them mixed up because the guy she's, to me, the guy that she's dating and her brother look the same.
They look the same. And no, I don't know. I don't personally think all white people look the same, but they look the same because it was one scene where her and the Nick dude, which is not her brother, did something. And I was like, that's a little sus because I thought it was her brother. And I was like, that's weird. But then I realized it was him. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, y'all a little too close.
So, yeah, after this, an unknown person is calling them, each of the kids, telling them he's going to see them at prom with his little weird voice. I was like, sir. That was funny to me because you just see the little silhouette and then it's just him with his little pencil and he's like crossing the names off the list. I'm like, sir.
Wendy. Is this a Wendy? Hello?
Oh, man. So, Kelly, was she she's the one that was crying, right? No. That's the one with the shorter hair. Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly's, yeah.
So, Kelly is upset, but Jude and Wendy, they just... like, oh, this is just somebody. It's a prank. I don't.
They were unbothered. They were just like unbothered. Jude? Is it Jude? Well, the one with the curly, the one with the bangs and like the kind of helmet shaped haircut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was just like making jokes about it.
I mean,
it's questionable.
Yeah, but again,
you are a murderer. Did you forget?
They don't know that. They don't know that.
That's true. I mean, and let me stop calling them murderers. They were, well, what would you call them, huh? It was a homicide. It was a homicide. They were homiciders. Conspiracy to homicide.
Lord.
Accessories after the fact. So I would be on edge forever, is all I'm saying.
I mean, they probably feel like, hey, it's been 6 years and they arrested somebody for it. So,
oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
Probably thought they were free.
That's true.
So Jude is walking to the bus stop and Slick, he pulls up in his van, his big old van. Slick, he asks her to prom and she says yes, which
she just got in the car with this man. The 80s.
I was about to say it was the 80s.
I just kept going, the 80s is wild. Like, as the movie progressed, I was like, man, different times.
Yeah. So Nick's dad is actually Detective McBride. He's played by George. I'm not even gonna attempt this. I'm so sorry.
Tuliados.
I may be wrong. I don't know.
You know who you are.
Forgive me. So he's the detective and he just finds out that the guy that they arrested for killing, don't tell me, Robin.
Yeah.
So the guy that they arrested for killing Robin, he escaped. He out of there.
Pew.
Oh, he was a sex offender, though. So I think that's probably why they pinned it on him.
That's what it was. I didn't know how to say. I don't know why sexual assault felt like really aggressive at the time.
Yeah.
But yes, he was a sex offender. So they assumed that she was sexually assaulted and then murdered.
Yeah. That same night, they showed up at... Wait, what's the guy's name? Leonard Murch. So they showed up to his place after he escaped. First of all, why would you go home? Like, you on a run.
I ain't think about that.
Why would you go home? They know where you live.
I don't know, because it's a comfortable place.
sir, you got to be smarter than that. But he goes out the back window, leads him on a high-speed chase, and his car slid off the road and it exploded.
He did explode.
It's not funny because it was...
No. You remember, was it 22 Jump Street or 21 Jump Street when they was doing stuff and like they kept thinking something was going to explode or like random stuff was exploding?
I haven't
you
seen,
ain't seen it.
Either of those.
Okay. It just felt random. Or Family Guy. I feel like Family Guy did an episode like that because they were like, it's going to explode. And it didn't until it was something stupid. And it was like, why would that have exploded? That's what it felt like. There's another scene where that happens. And I was like, what the hell? Y'all just want to blow some shit up. Y'all just want to blow some stuff up. Man, it was like a fender bender, like a car rolled into a pole and then exploded. Like, the car was going 5 miles per hour. How?
Oh, man. But get this. He survived. How?
Because he did it himself. Man. It was a ruse. He had already, like, he had, I don't know. A grenade. I don't know, man. Or a homemade bomb, and then threw it and then runs away as it blows up.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. He's like, they'll never know.
Wait, this is what happened right after she died, right? Because this says, like, the chase and everything. He did
they're
escape.
Explaining.
They're explaining what happened after they, not after, but while, because I was like, if you escaped, why would you go home? But he didn't go home. This is just them going back to how they caught him.
Yeah.
So that part with the car exploding, that happened after Robin died and they were after him.
Yes.
Even though he didn't do it. So.
Obviously.
So he escapes and Detective McBride thinks that he may come back to town to, you know, start killing again. This is also kind of like Halloween, because I feel like McBride is Loomis.
I said that, bro. I literally put that in my notes. I said, this feels awfully familiar. I was like, it feels like Michael Myers. And yeah, Loomis, like, even because he was dramatic, too. Like,
he was.
We got to find him.
The monologue. I was like, come on now. Okay. You know, when he was sitting at his desk, I was like, what is this? It was his thoughts. It wasn't like a monologue. It was just his thoughts. But I was like, this is dramatic.
It was very dramatic. And I'm here for it.
I know. Oh, a movie that is dramatic like that is Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, okay. I had already added
think
it
of
to
this
my list.
Times 10.
I guess we're gonna have to, maybe we should make that the next one since we're bringing it up, because I had already added it to my list because it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, we can. It's about 10 of them, I think. No, it's probably like 4.
Let's just watch one and see.
Yeah, the first one, because I haven't seen any of, I think I saw the second one, but yeah. So he thinks he's going back into town, and then they end up finding the body of a dead nurse that he took as a hostage. And I don't know why, but he believes, this is that detective and the psychiatrist, they think he's coming back for everybody.
Yeah.
So the whole town.
A lot like Michael Myers, yes.
And kind of, sort of, like Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah.
Because he came back basically for the town,
for
the
them.
Kids, though.
For their kids. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so in town, we find out that they don't fuck with Wendy no more, and I was like, damn. Okay, all right.
I mean, I get it.
No, yeah, I get it too. The two girls was probably like, man. Bump her. Them girls was like, bump her. We rocking with
Kim. I know the
Kim.
Girl that was crying, she was like, when she was like saying that we should call the police, she was like, you don't want to go to jail, do you? Like, what? Y'all are children.
That's what I. That's Wendy, what it was. Chill out. Thank you. I was like, yeah. What is you talking about?
Yeah. Girl?
Go tell your parent.
Yeah. And then, I mean, of course, they are kids, so they probably didn't think about that. But she could have still been alive. Well, no, because the thing fell on her, so it wouldn't have made a difference if they told or not.
I mean, I don't think they were going to get in trouble. I mean, you know what I mean? It wasn't going to be like what they thought.
Yeah, oh, I'm you saying, were saying I don't think she was still lived. Alive. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, just be better citizens. Like, get that off your chest. Then you wouldn't have to deal with this here.
And the fact, can we talk about how trash Nick is? You know you killed this girl, sister, and y'all are dating.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's trash.
So, yeah, we find out, segue here, we find out that Nick and Kim are dating, but we also find out, the drama that Wendy is Nick's ex-girlfriend. And Wendy was the one that was in the group like, no, we gonna get in trouble. We can't. And she jealous. She's hating. She's mad that they're going to go to prom together. Oh, she charge up. Dang, I don't got to say that. She did charge her up, though. what
you just did?
Oh, she charged up. Oh, what? No, I did
the little song you just did or whatever it was. You said
oh no, I wasn't singing. I was trying to find my place.
Super Mario.
No, that's funny. I didn't realize I did that. I was, because I was about to skip this, but then I was like, she was hating and she did charge she charged Kim up because she was like, it's not who you go with, it's who takes you home. And that quote, I believe, is in every prom night. I think that was the quote that's in every prom night for some reason. Because I'm pretty sure she said it in the second one. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked it up and I think that's the one that's in every prom night. If I'm wrong, then I apologize. I will double check, though. Okay, so then you meet the school bully, because every 80s movie has to have a school bully or bullies, Lou. Who's played by David, I believe is it Mucci or Moosey? It's M-U-C-C-I.
Mucci.
Okay.
Kind of like Tucci. Or.
Ah, Mucci. So he is, at this point they are at lunch, he is messing with Kim. He basically assaulted her. Let's be real.
Yeah.
He assaulted her. He had on a ski mask, a black ski mask, and he gonna kiss her, try to kiss her, push up on her. And Alex is like, say, man, you need to chill about it. You get up off my sister, homie. And then his little goons, Lou goons, I said, they finna jump my man. They came from nowhere. I was like, this does not even concern you. It didn't even concern you. And he's a pervert. Get your friend for being a pervert. Holds him down. They get into a brawl. And they both have to go to the principal's office. I was like, man, why they take both of them to the principal's office?
Low key, he beat all of them. How you gonna jump somebody and still get beat up?
Because they sorry. Because they're lanes. Because they're squares.
he's little. Nick, like, I'll let him. Yeah.
I mean, not Nick. No, not Nick. Alex. Sorry. Yeah. Alex. Yeah.
And then wasn't Nick, he didn't even help. Because wasn't he there? Or did he like walk out?
Maybe he walked out. I remember the girl standing there. I don't remember Nick, to be honest.
Because I know the girl, I think she walked out too, but she came back, I think.
I don't know. I probably still at this point thought Nick and Alex were the same person. First time I watched. So principal's office, you find out the principal is Mr. Hammond. That's whose dad? Their dad, right?
Yeah.
Kim and Alex's
Kim
dad.
And Alex, yeah.
And he suspends Lou for fighting as he should have been. And you see Lou leaving and you see Wendy attempting to talk to him. So you're kind of like, huh, what's going on there? What's going on there? Let's talk about Lou, though. Let's talk about Lou and his unibrow, number one. Ugh. Ugh.
He just looked greasy. I don't know what it was.
Disgusting.
Just... Yeah. Yeah.
He did like a grease monkey. And then he looked like he smelled. He like he got a body odor. Like he like he's punny.
Yeah.
And I literally again was just like, the 80s were wild. Cause how you just gonna attack somebody whilst wearing a ski mask in the middle of the cafeteria? Like how you even get I was no teacher. Like, they didn't have teacher monitors back in the 80s. Like, hey, take that off. What are you doing? Why are you harassing this woman? You should have been in jail. He needs to be in jail.
It's the 80s. That's all I got.
So after the ruckus and Lou suspended, you see there's another scene where there's Nick and Kim. They're just walking around, you know, doing what lovers do, new lovers. And Nick basically is kind of like apologizing. He is about to admit that they were there when she died and it was their fault when she died, when her sister died. But he doesn't. He chickens out.
Okay, so now we get to Wendy. And Wendy, being the hater that she is, she comes up with this, this plan to break up Kim and Nick. So she tells Lou about it. And she tells him or whatever, but she's saying she doesn't want anyone to get hurt. And he's like, okay, I'll take care of it. But side note, even though I don't like Wendy, she was like the best dressed
girl in general, like, or at the prom.
Yeah, in general.
In general, yeah, she was. Yeah.
Yep. I was like, man.
Jamie Lee. Like, never mind. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh. I was gonna say, like, Wendy's prom dress, I feel like you could probably see somebody wearing that today.
It was nice. She had little chi-chis up. I said, oh, this is nice. Her hair was nice.
I know.
Okay. It should have been you, Wendy.
So they're in the locker room after a tennis practice, and Wendy, she opens her locker, and it's her yearbook picture with, like, what was that? A piece of... Wait, no, not... That wasn't Wendy. That was somebody else.
Yeah, Wendy's was just, like, ripped, though.
It was ripped.
You tell it was ripped out. Yeah.
Yeah, the other one had the... Yeah. Was this still in the... I just watched this, like, right before... Because I'm like, yeah, are they still in the locker room?
I was gonna say, this is kind of...
Yeah.
All over the place. But yeah, they were still in the locker room.
Okay. Oh, because it's Kim this time. So Kim... Mm-hmm. Kelly, yeah, it was just them two. They were in the locker room, and then they hear a noise, and then they see that a mirror was smashed. They look around, and it's like a piece of it is gone. But
yeah, that person is gonna have bad luck, the worst of luck. I was like, dang, okay, you got nothing to lose, huh? Got nothing to lose.
And Jude and Kelly, they open their lockers and their pictures, their yearbook pictures are in there, and Nick as well. And theirs was the ones that had the glass, right? It was Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I was cracking up. I was cracking up in that scene, like, before. Yeah, it was that scene because Jamie Lee, let me call her by her character name, Kim, so we can follow. Jamie Lee Curtis, a.k.a. Kim, was, like, in her locker, and then she was real paranoid because she had heard a little bit of sound, but then when she heard that, like, big crash, she took off running. I was like, she was like, oh, no. She was in a full sprint. She didn't turn back. She just went. Like, come on, girl. As she should.
Yep.
And then the other two walked up, and I was like, oh, shoot. I thought something was going to happen, but it didn't. She didn't even say, watch out. Oh, no, they weren't in the same. No, because the lockers were a different color. Because, no, at first I was like, she ain't even going to tell them. Like, I thought she let them walk up after her. She wasn't like, y'all, come on. But never mind. Okay, so that night, prom night, Lou pick up Wendy. Oh, ugly self. I'm calling her ugly, not because she's physically ugly, because she's ugly on the inside, smoking them damn ciggies in her nice prom dress. I said, she just gonna smoke the cigarette in her nice prom dress, go to the prom smelling like a chimney. That's okay. And yeah, okay. So Lou picks up Wendy. He had his homeboys in the car.
He did.
first of all, they was not up to par with their dress code. I was like, they don't have a dress code for prom. They had on t-shirts.
Well, he did say his suit was in the trunk, so.
Man. Them two dudes still had on t-shirts, I believe, in the prom. Like, he had put on a little blazer.
I don't think they were going, though. I think they were just supposed to be helping with whatever Wendy was supposed to be doing. Yeah.
I said, how'd they even get in there? And then also, if Lou was suspended the same day, why is he going to prom? What kind of school? The 80s didn't have no rules. It was just like, you suspended, but you can still come to school functions.
That. He was suspended indefinitely.
Indefinitely, you supposed to be gone forever. You can't go to no nothing. He showed up to prom the same day.
I did not think about that.
This, folks, is white privilege. No, I'm just kidding. You got suspended and showed up to the prom? Okay, so yeah, everybody is at the prom now. And Mr. Hammond, the principal, he is the chaperone. And Alex is doing the music. Everybody's dancing, having a good time, vibing. It was a bunch of black folks in there. It was great to see it. I said, look at them.
Wait, it was one black dude. I was like, no, what is he doing? Because
was it the one after their little dance sequence? And because I feel like the other lady that was supposed to be dancing with him kind of was like, because he was like,
yeah.
I wish I could explain this. He was just kind of like moving back and forth. Because y'all can't see us. And then, no, but his dance partner really kind of was like, is this how niggas dance? I don't want to be. Is this how y'all dance? Like,
oh man,
doing the most.
What is he doing?
Them extras. And then, why in the '80s was it like a cool thing not to show like that you were having a good time? Like, did you just have like straight face when you dance? Because everybody was kind of just like,
I mean,
like hitting the Vice City.
I was gonna say Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That was funny. I was like, they is all just getting it. Everybody's getting it. Wendy and Lou come in, and immediately Wendy is already hating on Kim. Even though she looked great, she like Jessica Rabbit. Wendy did. And I was not a huge I wasn't a huge fan of the cover up that Kim had on. It made her like for her small frame, it just didn't work. But the dress was fine. So Kim was like, I'm looking at her, she looking at me, I'm looking at her, she looking at me. She was like, let's do this. She hit a white chick style. She was like, let's do this.
It's just like the Diddy and that guy.
They was going head to head with Stairs, and she was like, it's time. We worked on this, we choreographed this, let's bust out our dance moves. And her and Nick do an elaborate I said, where did this even come from? It's a whole dance. It was a whole dance sequence
it
in the middle
was.
Of
it was
this horror slasher.
That was great.
It was great. I'm not gonna the song, the little original song was great. The prom night.
I know. Did you include that in your fun facts about
that
music?
They couldn't pay for no music? No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. You can say it.
So all of the music you hear in the movie was because the music they wanted, they couldn't afford it. So they had somebody to record different songs to sound exactly like the songs that were already out. So I think one song was supposed to sound like, what's the I Will Survive? And it was like supposed to be another one that was supposed to sound like a Donna Summers song. Mm-hmm. And they ended up getting sued.
Oh, I didn't know they got sued. I didn't know sued.
Yeah, because the song sound like, I'm pretty sure if you can find what the songs are supposed to sound like, it's identical. Like if you could find the original songs.
Okay.
It's identical. They just had somebody write different lyrics and make it sound like the same melody, the same, you know, make it sound. Yeah.
Okay, so beautiful, beautiful, they dance, beautiful. Oh, I did have a fun fact about the dancing, too. So the director, I'm sorry. So fun fact, the guy that plays Nick Casey Stevens, he had to use a body double for some of the scenes in the dance scene because he could not keep up with Jamie Lee Curtis, because Jamie Lee Curtis is a trained dancer. She did all of that, the dancing there, but he couldn't. So sometimes they had to use a body double. I was like, interesting.
I did not know that.
Fun fact.
And I didn't know she was a trained dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jamie Lee Curtis.
So you also see Detective McBride. He kind of keeps in the background. He gets there to kind of make sure everything goes okay. Nothing bad happens. He's there at the school. In another scene, you see Kelly and her boyfriend. They leave the gym and go into the locker room because they was trying to get some, well, not they. Drew was trying to get some, but Kelly was not really with it. She wasn't, but she was afraid that he was going to leave her. And I was like, no, respect yourself, girl. Like, she could hear me. I was like, you deserve more, Kelly. So they is making now in true 1980s film fashion. You get a little titty action. If you care about stuff like that, listeners, you get some cleavage, a couple of cleavages. Because Jamie Lee had her cleavage out too. I was like, why she walk outside with her shirt open like that in that one scene? Said, okay. I lost my place talking about titties. Okay. Oh, okay. So she decides, wait a minute, because Drew thought he was slick. He tried to push her head down. Did you see that? I said, he think he's slick. And she was like, no, 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 I'm not with it. She was like, I'm not with this. I'm not trying to do this.
Oh, man.
He is a douche, and he's just like, whatever. Anybody else would love to be here. And he leaves her, and she's just like, you douche. And she's getting dressed, and all of a sudden, an unidentified figure sneaks up on her, and he is wearing a ski mask. Let's talk about his ski mask, y'all. It was bedazzled. Did you notice that? It was, I said, oh, he dressed up for prom. It was fashionable. It was fashion.
It was.
And this is the, well, no, it's not the first kill. It's the first kill of this caliber of the movie.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I think so far the only one was Robin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he attacks her. The artistry in which he attacks her, chef's kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dramatic. They don't show anything. It kind of pans away. You see the knife. You hear the music. And the whatever sound he makes, and which is more to come on that, and she dies. She, oh, and poetically, he kills her by slitting her throat with a mirror shard. Aha! This is what he put on the pictures, and it was like, oh, yeah. He basically, yeah.
So Jude and Slick, they leave the prom to, you know, do what they do, and they're in the back of his van. You know, after they do what they do, they smoke the little weed, they leave the van, but then they hear noises before they can even start doing anything again. They hear noises, so they go back in the van. Could I just say, Slick, I was like, what in the world? He had a book of joints.
He had a book of joints. I said, that's why when you said smoke a little weed, he had a book of joints. A book.
I was like, I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot.
And partying with Slick is all I was thinking. I said, oh, he kind of cute. He seemed like cool people. He seemed like cool.
He was like the best person on there. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Besides Jamie Lee Curtis, obviously. But,
oh, yeah, because she. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she really kind of was. She didn't do nothing. She was a homewrecker. Yeah. But she didn't, outside of being a homewrecker.
No, they had broke up.
How you going to slide in on your. But knowing Wendy, she probably knew that she liked him first and then was like, hey, Nick.
I know.
Because she's that kind of a person.
So they were back there smoking, and then she was like, what did she say? She was like, I'm gonna remember this night for the rest of my life.
She did. Then,
she not did funny. It is not funny, but when she said that the back doors like swung open and she fell back and he just started stabbing her. I was like, oh
man. Reminiscent of Barbarian when he was talking shit and was like, she ain't finna come up in here. And he got murked. Wait, can I just say though that the way that he killed her was so style. He literally was like this.
I know.
Like going, like his arm was like in a robotic motion. I was like, he did that with pizzazz. He did that with pizzazz. And then this is where I put the note. I put the note, what the hell is that sound? Because I didn't notice it at first. At first, I thought it was music. And I said, is he hacking up a hairball? Because it was like, But what it was, I realized he was saying now.
Now. Because
he was basically like, it's your turn now. And he was like, now, now. But I was like, why sound like he hacking up a loogie?
Man, the whole time, I didn't figure it out till like towards the end. Because the whole time, I just thought it was like a cat. And I was like, why they put this random cat sound in here?
That's a choice.
Yeah, but no, that's he was funny. Saying now.
He was.
So after he cuts up Jude, he jumps in, like he tries to get to Slick. So he's in the, like trying to jump in the van, but Slick fought him off. He did. He did a good job. Poor Slick.
I thought he was going to make it. I thought he was going to make it.
He didn't even do nothing. He did not deserve.
He was just there by like, association.
Yeah. But the thing is, not like he knows who you are. He didn't see you. You have on a mask. You could have let him go.
That's true.
He can't identify you. So he kicked him out the van. And so he starts driving away, but the killer like jumped on the side. And he's like swerving and trying to get him off of the van. He jumps off the van, but he was still kind of like spinning a little bit and he went over a cliff and then the van exploded.
Poor was it Slick. A cliff? Because I guess, it wasn't like a big.
It wasn't like a big cliff, but it was like a, I don't know. It was, because technically.
That was the other one where I was like, why the hell did this van explode like that?
It was a cliff, but it wasn't like a high cliff. Not high enough for the van to explode.
It didn't warrant an explosion. Like in real life, I don't think it would have exploded. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
They just wanted to blow some stuff up.
Yeah. But I was like, man, poor Slick. He did not deserve that. He was just living his best life. He was just, you know, chilling in his van, smoking weed.
Copious amounts, apparently. Good times, great times. Oh, fun fact, the director, Paul Lynch, said in an interview that the van was actually stolen by the stunt coordinator that was driving it. So I guess
it was stolen.
Yeah, because, you know, I think like they have like the main car and then they have like the car that they're going to blow up. So the van didn't actually, that van didn't blow up. But yeah, they said he took it. He took it.
Dang.
I said, I mean, didn't pay him. He was like, I'm going to take this.
I was going to say, I've heard of actors and stuff like taking, like after it's over, taking like props and stuff, but a car, a whole van?
A whole van. He took that whole van. Joints and all, because those are probably real joints.
I was going to say it. Man.
Okay, so moving along, prom night, the killer comes back to the school. He now has an axe. Where the hell he got the axe from? I don't know. He probably got it from that emergency glass in the school. Oh. But I was thinking, but I keep coming up because I'm thinking though, I thought an alarm would go out. I don't know. He might have also gotten it from like the shop, like shop class, shop, I guess.
Oh,
we're gonna
yeah.
go with it. Damn it, this is Hollywood. And there's an altercation with Wendy. Wendy leaves the gym and the killer follows Wendy. No, I'm sorry. I messed that up. I'm thinking of something else. So I'm sorry. Wendy is in the gym. She leaves. She goes to the ladies' room and she is refreshing her makeup. all of a sudden, because she's just trying to get some mascara. She's like, hey, can I get some mascara? It was code for a bump. I don't know. Can I get some mascara? And then the lights turn off and she's like, what is going on? I think she thought it was Lou at first, right? Like, she thought he was probably like playing a prank on her. Then the killer comes and attacks her, but she gets away. And there is a chase scene through the school. It's pretty good chase scene. I'll have to give you that. It's pretty good chase scene through the school. She making a lot of noise, but that's okay. She was breathing hard. She was kind of screaming a little bit too. Yeah, because there was one scene and she was like, screaming at something. You're trying to hide it, but you're screaming. So it's just a lot. So they end up in the workshop and Wendy hides in the storage closet. She almost gets away. She almost gets away, but the killer finds her because she is blood dripping on the floor the whole time they showing you. And then you look up and you see, is it who body? Kelly body?
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly bodies. Yeah. Kelly's body kind of fall, like her arm falls. So she sees Kelly dead in the storage closet that she's in, and she screamed. And I was like, but you better keep it together. But she couldn't. She couldn't not. And she screamed, and he finds her. And again, I'm looking at him. He looking at me. I'm looking at him. I said, damn. I feel like she could have, in the time that they were staring at each other, but hey, that's fine. And she's axed to death.
Yeah. So now we go back to the prom, and the detective, he was told that the, what's the guy? Oh, Merch. I forgot his first name. Was it Leonard?
Leonard.
Yeah. He tells him that he was caught, but he wasn't even in the town. So whole time, he was just trying to get away. And this janitor.
With his comb over.
Wait, because we did talk about this. This janitor. You remember the scene at the beginning where the girl like mooned him?
Oh,
and he was just
looking
like, I was like, Lord, where'd they get this man from?
He was creeping.
He was. I think they just put him in the movie to throw you off.
Yes, to make it seem like he could be the killer. Yes.
Yeah, because he was a little too creepy. So he saw Wendy get murdered, and he's trying to tell people, but they just feel like he's drunk because he was an alcoholic. And why is he working at a high school?
I don't know, child. He was drinking on the job. The 80s. I'm going to just keep going.
I was just about to say the 80s. The 80s. So they dismiss him because they're like, oh, he's drunk. He don't know what he's talking about. So Kim, she goes looking for her dad because she was a prom queen. Did we even mention that she was?
We did. I believe so. I thought maybe. I don't know. Her and Nick. Nick was prom king. She is prom queen. They have a whole choreographed thing they need to do. But I was like, why were they making that such a big deal? Is that what they did back then?
What? Because
I thought it was supposed to be a surprise, number one. Like, I thought you found out at the prom who won. Or the day of.
That's what I thought. They already knew.
Okay.
That's what I thought. But I guess everywhere is different.
Maybe.
But yeah, he was supposed to announce them. But
the dad.
Yeah. They couldn't find him. So the teacher, some teacher, announced them. So backstage, Nick and Kim, they're getting ready or whatever. And Lou's friend kidnaps. I don't know what's...
It was both of his Nick. Little goons.
Yeah.
Gone. Wait, he hit him with the Will Smith. He hit him like this, like with the slap. Did you see that? I was like, why he slap him like that? He hit him with the Will Smith.
Oh, man.
And then he just went down. He just said, so really? You passed out from? Okay. That's Nick. Fine. Damn. For the count.
Man. So the killer, he thought, so this is probably, say, is this my favorite scene? Not my favorite scene, but like as far as like the kills. So you have to me, well, all of them are good though. It's not that many, but they're
pretty
good.
This one would be the better of the, to me, in my opinion.
Okay.
You got a little bit more action.
Yeah. So Lou is back there, and the killer thinks that Lou is Nick, and he decapitates him, rolled. Huh?
I was about to say, I hate to say that's what he get, but he shouldn't even been there in the first place.
Oh. Go ahead. And his head like rolled out on the catwalk, like the little. I was like,
down the catwalk.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. So everybody started panicking. And his head, like, his head was just sitting there.
But the fact that they were kind of just like looking. And then he was like, this is not a game.
It had to. That teacher was like,
the hell? Don't panic. That teacher was like, don't panic. Don't panic. What do you mean?
I know.
Hasbro on the floor.
So the killer, when he hit Lou, he got like, he hit a fuse box or something. And he gets knocked out. Because, like, you remember, he kind of, like, flew back.
And, he got electrocuted.
Yeah. So, this is when Kim, she found Nick. She let him go, and she's trying to help him get out. But then here comes the killer. So, they're, like, fighting with him. But you could tell he's trying not to hit Kim, that he's just going for Nick. They... rolling around, they fighting. It's all dramatic.
I'm a tussle with you. Hope you. She threw a chair at his ass. I said, she damn.
She did. So as they're fighting, Kim, she grabs the axe and she hits him and hits the killer in the head with the axe. And he's like holding it. It was so dramatic. He's like holding his head and then they looking at each other again. So then as she's looking at him, she realizes, wait, are you going to say it or is it?
I mean, you can wait. You realize that she knows who he is.
Okay. So yeah, she knows by looking at his eyes, she knows who the killer is. Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. It's me. Yeah. Okay, so she's like, oh, I know those eyes. And then the killer is like, oh, she's seen me, these eyes. I don't know if he was like that, but he was, you know, kind of hurt. And yeah, so he stumbles away. He goes outside. Everybody's outside. The police is there. McBride is there. And they have surrounded the place. They square up. They draw their guns. Kim is like, no. She runs outside. She's like, please do not shoot. Do not shoot. And she runs to the killer's side. She lifts up his bedazzled mask, ski mask. And the killer is none other than her brother, Alex. Clutch your pearls. Did you think it was him?
No.
Or at what point? Okay.
Like when I first saw it?
Yeah, when honestly, you first saw it.
No, I feel like if I would have seen it for the first time now, I probably would have guessed it because I feel like it's obvious, but man, I saw this when I was younger.
I don't think it gets obvious until like maybe towards the end because I was thinking someone in her family because I was like, where the hell her mom? And then I was like, where? Because her mom's pretty distraught.
Yeah.
And then, the fact that her dad had went missing, I was like,
Oh.
And yeah. I had considered Alex to have been in the booth the whole time, like playing bops for the prom. So.
See, he's smart. He had it on like he had it already ready. So he didn't even have to be there.
Yeah. It was a good alibi. Yeah. It was a good little, until it wasn't, but yes. So she sees it's him, Robin's twin. And basically Kim's holding him and he reveals the truth that they were all responsible for Robin's death. He's kind of frantic.
Kind of.
He was very okay. Wait a minute, he had on lipstick. Why did he have on lipstick? Or why his lips was red? Did you see that? Cause I was like, well, he got on lipstick for, cause at first I was like, it is a woman when they showed the lips, but then I was like, wait, no, that's a
I don't even remember. I just watched it. I don't know. I was just thinking it was blood, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Blood. But if it was lipstick.
He was unhinged. and then he dies, and it is just a tearful scene. Kim holds her brother, her now deceased brother, in her arms and roll to credits. And apparently this is supposed to be one of the few films where you can sympathize with
the killer
hash singing slasher. Yeah, with the killer, because because of the circumstances. And then, yeah, because Kim is just like, ah.
Because I think, like, I think it's different when it's a twin.
Oh, yeah, so, the
like,
connection.
I feel like, yeah. I feel like he probably still, if it was Kim, he probably still would have did. I don't know. But maybe. I just feel yeah.
No, go ahead, sir.
I just feel like when it's a twin, it's different.
Yeah. Final thoughts, and we'll do ratings. Any final thoughts?
So, even though I am a fan of horror, I don't really like the gory, like when it's too gory. Yeah. And this, they didn't have to do that. You still got it. Yeah. And it was done in a way where I feel like it didn't need a lot of like blood and stuff like that. So I
do
appreciate that.
And they gave you blood. They just didn't give it. Like you, yeah, they just didn't give it. Like you said, yeah, in a gory way, it was like the aftermath of what he had done. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, because the worst one was the decapitation, so.
And that one was cool.
Yeah, so.
Whoever did that, whoever did that, props to you.
Because I was like, why his head just stopped like that? But it was because it was just upright. I was like, I feel like it would. So they did that because of the director, because they were saying he didn't want it to be too much. So they just had him under something and it was his head
or whatever. I read that.
But he was just under something. So that's why it was like straight up. Because I was like, why his head just...
Because I read something like he was nervous or something. So the director was like down there holding his hand or something like that is what I read.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
funny. Yeah. So I think other than it being I wouldn't even say a typical 80s, because this one, along with Halloween, kind of set the tone for slashers. So am I giving my rating now, or am I going to wait till you give your final thoughts?
Oh, you can give, go ahead, give your rating.
So this one is tough, because I do, like I said, I mean, it's the 80s, what do you expect? But I think I'm trying to put everything into consideration, like the time, the acting, the I would give it a 2.5.
Okay.
2.5. Because I do think it was entertaining. It was, I liked the opening scene, even though it was, they was doing too much. But yeah, so, and that opening scene may be in my top 5. So it gets points for that. The dancing.
The dance. Two the words. Dancing. Dance sequence.
Yes.
Take it. I can just watch that.
And even like the wardrobe, like I like the fashion. So even though that has nothing to do with, I mean, kind of.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, if you're thinking about it from a critic's standpoint, you look at everything, so, the scoring, everything.
And I guess the plot twist, even though I said now I feel like it would be obvious, but back then when I saw it, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, it wasn't like super obvious though. I'm saying it, and I usually am pretty good.
The janitor, they put him in there on purpose. And I feel and then like you said, how you thought about their dad and stuff. I think they made it that way. They made the whole family kind of look suspicious except for Kim. That would have been the big plot twist if it was Kim.
Right? I agree.
But
okay, so two and a half.
2.5.
I initially was going to give that thing... Oh, well, you said kind of pretty much everything that I said was would have said. It's good. I just watched it now. It was in the 1980s, and I'm trying to, you know, trying to get out of that mindset. But we are still recommending it in today's society. So, but yeah, the costumes were fun. The hair was fun. You had some comedic moments. It's Jamie Lee Curtis. And dance sequence. So I was going to give it a 2, but then you said something. When I'm thinking about me being able to rewatch it, I definitely could watch it every year for Halloween for sure, or like once a year. So I will give it a 2.2, a solid 2.2. There was just some things I was like,
it deserves a
2.2.
Because I was going to give it a 3, but I felt like they were, because this was like a little while after she did Halloween. So I kind of feel like the movies were compared, obviously.
Yeah.
And with people preferring Halloween over prom night, I feel like they tried to take They tried to take some stuff from Halloween to fit it in there, like how they made McBride basically Loomis, and they even kind of made him sound like him too. So that's why I'm like, I would give it a 2.5 instead of a 3.
Which segues me into ratings. I think a lot of people feel like that. So on IMDb, it gets a 5.3. They have a 10 scale rating. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 48%. I don't know what Letterboxd is. They gave it a 2.7 out of 5. I was trying to find, let's see what the popular vote is, if I can find it. Oh, I don't even see one for Google. Oh, wait, let me see. Yeah, there's not actually, and I'm not trying to spend forever looking for this, so I'm just going to say there's not actually a number. You know how sometimes they have a number? They don't have a number. They just have that 81% of Google users like this movie, but they don't have a number like they usually do. But I think the rating kind of reflects what you said, that it was probably compared to that and it just didn't like really hit the mark, or maybe wasn't as inventive as it could have been. But
yeah, because they were gonna give the role of Kim to not the lady that played Marsha, one of the girls from the Brady Bunch. They were going to give it to her, but they went to Jamie Lee Curtis because of Halloween.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. Well, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
If you have any movies or documentaries of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms mentioned.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All, bonus edition. And thank you as always, guys, for keeping it strange with us. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.